There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now, as usual, in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio, and the new Talk Media. You can find it at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. His job is to go through the stories from number 10 to number 1 and the people that are being discussed according to the research that was done by the folks listening to good talk radio programs on good talk radio stations around the country. So, Michael, I think I've had enough time introducing you, don't you?
Yeah. And I'm going to do, as you say, my job.
Do your job.
This is my job. This is the only job I have.
Really?
Everything else I do is for fun and relaxation and recreation.
Yeah, me too. How about that? Wonderful.
Be that as it may, we got kind of a strange week this week where we have subject matter that's usually, you know, at the bottom of the 10, way up at the top.
I thought it was great. There was so much variety this week. It was inspiring, frankly. A great week for conversation that didn't necessarily all have to focus on politics.
Yeah. For example, at number 10, where we usually have sports and National Football League, we have celebrity gossip. There was a lot of celebrity gossip. A good example of it is the hugely popular singer Taylor Swift has trademarked a whole bunch of lines, the different phrases from her new album, which has sold 4 million copies. You know, back in the old days, 4 million copies wasn't that big a deal, but in today's environment, it's gigantic. And, you know, she trademarked, like a term, this sick beat, and all kinds of things, which is sort of a cross between celebrity gossip and interesting intellectual property legal discussion. So that's up there. Number 10. At number 9, collapsing oil prices in world financial markets. Those are two topics that have been on the survey for a while. Interesting little bit of reality theater. At a hearing in Washington where Henry Kissinger was at 91 years old giving his expertise, and protesters came and really were quite unruly, causing John McCain, who was presiding over the committee, to call them, I don't have the words in front of me, but low-life scum or something.
Get out of, I think the quote was, "Get out of here, you low-life scum." I think that's what he said.
I mean, it's like pretty interesting. It was a very amazing piece of video to watch, and it's gotten a lot of buzz. Also, there was a drone that crashed on the White House lawn, and that's fascinating in itself. Right. I mean, when we talk about drones, not all drones are made by the government and have rockets on them or,
instead
or
of
surveillance.
Instead
people have drones. They're so, you know, people buy drones the way we used to buy model airplanes.
Right. Yeah, that's what they are in essence. And the guy was charged with driving drones drunk or something, or drunken droning.
Yeah. But it was a good story.
Yeah.
New information about the crash of Flight 8501 has come out at number 7. Number 6, all kinds of wrinkles now in the so-called thawing and refreezing of Cuba-U.S. relations. And then it gets kind of strange. We have at number 5, the Aaron Hernandez murder trial opens. For those who say, who the heck is Aaron Hernandez? He's a former football player with the Patriots, of course, the bad team. At number 4, we have the Super Bowl buildup and Deflategate. So there's just been an enormous amount of talk about football and related topics way up on the top of the survey.
And don't forget Hernandez and all of his shenanigans.
Yeah, we have Hernandez, and then we have the really bad guys, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And and then we have at number 3 the ISIS threat. Don't know how better to describe it. And that's tied with a story called the Taliban 5 developments. They found that one of the Taliban that they traded recently for the sergeant is now a terrorist again, and it's a mess. And at number two, the presidential race 2016, a lot of jockeying there. And the Northeast Blizzard, the weather, the number one topic on talk radio across the country, because of it impacted the entire nation with airline flights, people worried about their relatives in the Northeast. The Northeast was told it was going to be the storm of the century. It was more the storm of the January. Right. And I wonder, and I'm going to throw this out for you, maybe we can discuss it after I do the people. Why is every winter we have a storm of the century? Why is every storm that we have now the biggest storm of all time? There's something crazy about that. I'm starting to wonder about the credibility of the media. It's really...
You just answered your own... That's where we go with it. The news media has no credibility. It's hype. It's BS. It's bunkum. It's all related to what sells. They want ratings. It has nothing to do with the news. That's why a couple, 3 weeks ago, we talked about how do we continue being credible as a source for discussion about the news, the, i.e. news talk radio programs, when the source of the news is garbage.
Yeah, it really is. There really is very, very little integrity anymore in terms of how hyperbole plays a role in creating interest. And a lot of people are blaming it on the 24-hour news cycle that is really instigated largely by the existence of cable news channels. It's a complicated discussion, and we'll get into it. Let's go quickly over the people. At number 10, Taylor Swift. Number 9, John Kerry, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee. Number 8, John McCain and Henry Kissinger. Aaron Hernandez at 7. Raul Castro at 6, Marsha Lynch, Russell Wilson, and Pete Carroll at number 5 from Seattle. From New England, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum at number 3. Romney, is he going to announce? Is he not? Rick Santorum did announce. So he got himself a little bit of a verbal buzz. Hillary and Jeb at 2. And Barack Obama at number 1. Hey, it's quite an interesting week. A lot of what began at the end of the week is going to be big next week. There's a terrible, tragic blast of a maternity hospital in Mexico. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. And it's like the deck was reshuffled.
Rick Santorum, please.
I know.
Isn't that, I mean.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It really
is. You know, the primary phase of the presidential race each 4 years gives this whole cast of characters that play it like a piano the opportunity to be in the news, raise money, be on the stage. Yeah. And you wonder, like, what are their qualifications that led to that other than their burning desire for publicity, money,
well,
fame?
I don't know enough about Rick Santorum's outside curricular, extracurricular activities. I know that Newt Gingrich, each time he has run, the last time he probably came closer to making a real credible run than he has ever, but his speaking engagements double, his fees increase because people hear him say things like we ought not to be paying more than $2.50 a gallon of gasoline. Well, that really rung the bell. It really struck a chord. It really was something, I mean, beside all the other things, the guy's a very smart guy. He's very professorial because that's his background as a college professor, I think, isn't he? Wasn't he a he was a college professor. Yeah. So he has that. I mean, I don't. Santorum, who'd go across the street to see him talk?
Well, I mean, I don't want to turn this into a forum where we're picking our favorites. And
I shouldn't
not,
do that. Right.
But I would just simply say that Rick Santorum is indicative of the kind of candidate that you really don't think they're going to win.
Yeah.
But they're in there and they get to play and they become perennials. There's also a syndrome by which, and Mitt Romney has to watch out for this, where you go from being a credible candidate to being an incredible candidate. Mm-hmm. And Romney is right at that fulcrum. He could go one way or the other. Right. I mean, Mitt Romney could, in fact, be president of the United States someday, sort of the way Richard Nixon did. Nobody would have ever believed that Nixon could have risen from the dead politically and become president. And yet he did it because he hung in there, and he hung in there, and he hung in there. But then you get, you know, I don't know if you remember with Harold Stassen.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
There are guys that it became. He was one. Harold Stassen was once a credible candidate.
Yeah.
But he became almost a joke.
a caricature of himself. All right, let's pause here for a moment, and we'll come back to overviewing the stories, the people, that sort of thing. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here on our weekly talk radio review.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack. They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With 4 flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Countdown. We're talking a little gossip about those who would be king or those who would be president. Mitt Romney on the top of the polls this week. Jeb Bush came in 4th. I thought that was kind of interesting, at least in the poll that I saw. And Hillary Clinton was number 1 on the Democratic side. And I forget, I don't even think there was a 4th. On the other side, you know, there may be some people that'll come along for the very reason we were talking about. They get notoriety. They can go out and make some money. They either fundraise. You know, what happens to the money? Nobody ever asks this question. There's another news media gaffe. What happens to the money that people raise in their campaigns if they lose, if they die? Do you know, I had a friend who was a congressman in Ohio, and he died. He had $6 million in his war chest.
Right, and, the war chest.
Yeah, and it all went to his wife.
Yeah. I mean, this is a business.
Yeah.
It is a legal way of asking people for money that you have control over, if, of course, you follow certain rules and regulations
right.
as to how you handle those funds. But control of money is control of money is an asset.
Yeah, of course it is. And I don't know what the requirements are for filing various paperwork. You pay taxes and stuff on it. I have a feeling there's no taxes involved because they surely took care of themselves with some kind of legislation. Whatever they had in their campaign coffers, they could keep and have a good time with. Really pretty amazing how that reality exists. All right.
It's a business.
Yep, sure is. The business of politics, part of what we focus on each week here, because politics is always part of the overview of the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Next up, more conversation about what's going on in the charts this week, the week of January 26th through the 30th, 2015. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We were talking about the people who run for president or people who run for office, whether it's Congress, whether it's gubernatorial races. I mean, a friend of mine who's chairman of the Board of Health here in Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts, wife is chairman of the school committee, and she's running, and there's an opposition candidate. So they're having a fundraiser. I don't remember, although I know they've had them, there being as many fundraisers. Guy running for a selectman in town had a big fundraiser, and I'll bet you if he pulled in a nickel, he pulled in 10 grand. And so these sorts of things go on, and people want to, you know, get on the right side of whoever's going to be the winner, for sure. But do they know where their money goes? No. I don't think so. Do you? Had you ever, honestly, you don't have to tell me who. Have you ever given money to a candidate? You don't have the answer. You don't want to. But if you've ever given money to a candidate, I'd be curious as to not who it was, but just whether you did or you didn't.
I avoid giving money to candidates.
Okay. So you haven't. I have given.
I may have many, many years ago in my younger days, right, my more idealistic days,
yeah,
or when I was more likely to become friendly with candidates as buddies,
right,
where I knew politicians. But I stay away from politicians on a personal level nowadays and for a long time. One, because of what I do for a living, I try to be as nonpartisan as possible,
right,
but also because I don't like politicians generally as a breed.
Yeah, no. Well, they aren't particularly nice. We were talking earlier about John McCain, and he's 79 years old now. He was having a hearing as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, I think, or Armed Services Committee, one of those committees. And he had a bunch of former secretaries of state who were in their 90s. Henry Kissinger,
right,
and Schultz, and a couple of others came in with canes. And so there were protesters who were there. Happens to be the number 8 item this week on the countdown. And they were being rude and crude. And protesting is important, but how you handle yourself is also important as to whether you have any credibility or not. So McCain gets up and says, you people ought to be ashamed of yourself, starts lecturing them. They start booing him. And but it reminded me of the only time I ever came across him, and he used to be on my radio program all the time when I was doing politics. He and Ellen Ratner, who runs a talk radio news service, she and I would have him on, and he'd always say, Doug, you are always right, when Ellen and I would get into an argument about something political, and McCain would come down on my side. Well, anyway, so I introduced myself to him at an event, like he didn't know who I was. Not that I expected him to hug me, but he'd been on with me 30, 40 times, and he was talking to somebody else, and I didn't interrupt him, but he was walking away with his wife. And I said, hey, Senator McCain, good to see you after all this time. And he looked at me and he said something and he just looked at somebody else and walked away. And so that sort of underscores what you were saying about not liking politicians.
The end of a great bromance.
A bromance, yeah, right. Well, on the other side of it, how many people on the air do you know who love to think that they're close to these people?
Oh, of course, of course. And, yeah. And politicians, as I said, a breed. That doesn't mean I don't like them personally. I mean, they might be a nice person. But once you become a politician, no matter who you are, the system is such that it turns you into a jerk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And then so it makes you – there's only one person that I ever knew in that club who wasn't, and his name was Congressman Joel Heffley. Came from Colorado. The guy – was never tainted by. He was in charge of the ethics committee, and he was responsible for getting rid of Congressman DeLay because he was a crook. And for his work, he got run out of the party and run out of Congress. There you go. Thanks very much. Continuing our conversation about the stories of the week, this is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next, as we continue here, our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you find at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, all kinds of stories every day. Now that people can go online to Talkers.com, see what everybody in the trades are doing and what everybody else is reading. If you're a fan of the format, you want to see what's going on locally and regionally and nationally in the world of conversation. One of the things that we lament, we started this conversation a few minutes ago, is the credibility or lack thereof, or the lack of good news sources that help us to do a better job on news talk radio. And we see all kinds of examples of it. And that's what we were referring to when we started this conversation, this link, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the weather is really an indication.
Right, the weather's reporting and all that
right,
stuff.
Right, the way they report the weather these days is indicative of the way all news stories are reported. It's just that with the weather, you can measure it. You can measure it, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say it's going to be the storm of the century, and it isn't.
No.
It isn't even a bigger storm than anything. And then, of course, look, I don't expect the weather people, the meteorologists, to be right all the time, because it's an inexact science. And one of the reasons for that is there are so many variables. When there are a lot of variables, you don't know. But that's also the case with the economy. It's just like the weather. They can't predict it. There are too many variables. There are too many variables about whether an asteroid is going to hit the Earth. So they don't take into account the variables, but they sell these storms now as if they're in cahoots with the snow shovel industry, the supermarket industry, the heating industry. How many storms of the century can you have per winter? And every storm is the biggest of all time. And I think it's because they want to get ratings, and they want to make really a subject that isn't always that colorful interesting, the weather.
Yeah. Well, the blizzard, by the way, was number one this week on the countdown. And I was sort of listening and watching a couple of times this week, the New England cable news channel. Most regions have them. New York, we have this outfit connected to one of the TV stations in town that basically covers, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of news around from around New England. And so they would find all kinds of things. They followed a postman in Manchester, New Hampshire, for example, around his daily routine and where the shovel, I mean, where the sidewalk shoveled out and, you know, that kind of stuff. It was more what we see also on these 24-hour news cameras, more of a human interest story. There's no hard, you know, once in a while there's hard news. But even, this is what, I sat there in disbelief. There was a story about a police cruiser in a little town in Massachusetts that got hit by a rear-end driver. And it knocked the bumper off the police cruiser, and they make a story out of it. A police cruiser.
Yeah. Look, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like the story, the perfunctory Christmas Eve story where they go to the malls to talk to last-minute shoppers.
Yeah.
Back in the old days when people used to have to get to the post office by midnight on April 15th to get their taxes in, they would send news crews out to the parking lot at the post office to talk to the last people sending out their tax returns. Now they have a story of somebody whose bumper gets knocked off in a snow... in a snow blizzard.
Yeah.
And look at the unmitigated crap that has dominated the news over the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Foolish.
Cheating. I love that word.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, that's because you're a big Patriots
fan. Such an ugly word for simply bending the rules, which is part of professional sports.
Which they all do.
Every time you watch a game and somebody has pass interference and the referee says, pass interference against the defense, 5-yard penalty, first down. That's breaking a rule. Why don't they call that cheating?
I don't know.
You know, you broke the rule, you give the penalty, don't call a guy a cheater and make him into Darth Vader. This is called jealousy, hypocrisy, and sensationalism, and we see it all across the board.
I'm waiting for the next time the ref gives a 5-yard penalty to the Patriots for Tom Brady passing gas. That'll be the next big problem, and you can see that all the headline, Tom Brady passes gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as silly as all the rest of this stuff is. Actually, to be very much focused on what he's doing, he is passing gas. There is gas in that football at 12.5 pounds per square inch.
Right.
It's gas. That's gas
That's
in
right.
there.
That's
and
right.
he's passing gas.
Gas is what keeps the football inflated.
Right.
And when they throw the football, they're passing gas.
Right.
Yeah.
So
this is amazing.
A penalty for that.
Right.
We've reached
the point where it's against the law to pass gas. Now, that is really political incorrectness at its worst.
Right. And you heard it here first on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. That's it. We've accomplished pretty much everything we ever wanted to do in life.
Right.
That. Yeah.
We got all of our silly seventh grade jokes out of the way.
Well, actually, we didn't. You know what I was thinking of? Was one more.
More?
Yeah, one more. Not a joke necessarily, but it was extraordinarily funny. And how the news media covered it. There was an event in New England, and I'm trying to remember when it was. It was Bill Clinton as president. He's in Vermont, if I remember. This is obviously, I'm stretching to remember what happened. And I only remember it because of what happened. He's in line, in a receiving line. And
remember this.
You remember this?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell the story.
he's shaking hands with the dignitaries or whoever else is there. And he lets one loose. And you know, who's going to say the president just passed, or the president just farted, or whatever?
Hilarious.
The president just passed. But it was embarrassing. I mean, he went on, the master showman that he was. He paid no attention to it. You couldn't have, anybody wouldn't have noticed. But once in a while, you know, I have this conversation with the love of my life because, of course, women never pass gas.
Of course not. They're not
only
capable.
Men pass gas. That's the real bottom line here. So all the jokes are on
the president.
Us.
The president passed gas. How about the time George Bush threw up on the Japanese dictator's shoe? Embarrassing things happen.
Oh, my God. And here we are. This is a dignified radio program discussing the issues of the week. And we're laughing about passing gas and this business with Bush. And the reason we are is we're trying to bring to you folks an understanding of the absurdity of how things get reported, what gets reported, and more importantly, what doesn't get reported, what isn't being brought to you in terms of fear. There's a little noticed, this comes about this week again, because the president says, well, now we've got the deficit down under control, it's still $17 trillion, we need to spend more money. And we need to do it in the area of helping the poor, and we need a bigger defense budget. We need a bigger defense budget like we need both of us a boil on our butts. That's is it, and the fact that this isn't really being discussed. What happened to all the reports of fraud and corruption and abuse, and the fact that they've got such an excess of money at the Pentagon, they buy things they know they'll never use and give them to police departments. Hello, do you not remember Ferguson from 2 months ago? And then the examination of all the police departments. People say, where are all these SWAT teams coming from? They're coming from all the money that they can't spend at the Pentagon, so they buy this stuff to give it to police departments. Obama wants more money for the Defense Department. Where is that story, Michael? Where's that conversation? The right wingers are going to say, yeah, this is great. We need more guns. We need more planes. We need more ships. We need to defend ourselves. From what? I'm sorry. I'm on a toot. Excuse me. I'm not sorry.
I just got back. I just went out for a while.
All right, let's pause. First, email to Michael at Talkers Magazine or to Doug at DougStefan.com. It's time for us to pause here, and then we continue with whatever it is that we're doing here. We're doing a lot of good things. We are saving the world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot. This week, get 3/4-inch solid Brazilian koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack.
They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here every week during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show to discuss things that are in the charts, things that come from the charts, things that are hints of issues. One of the great things that Michael loves to point out, and he's so right, the good radio hosts who take little snippets of things that may be in the air and they expand upon them, because usually really good, imaginative, creative hosts who kind of know what's going on in the world, have the experience of just living, can find things if they, and I think the best hosts, the ones I've come across in my career, and thank heavens I've had a long career that I really am proud of most of the time, the essence of what you think and what you've experienced become the stories that you talk about on the air. So, and the best probably example of that are the things that we just talked about before the last commercial break.
Right.
But there's a side to this whole business about what's going on in the Middle East that isn't really being discussed. Some people think it's because it's too political or it's too insensitive or whatever it is. But we are, a lot of us, asking for, looking for some kind of change from Arab Muslims, as opposed, the people in this country think all Arabs are Muslims. There are lots of Christians, Arab Christians, a lot of Arab Jews. There are a lot of people who live in the Middle East who are not Muslim. And
a lot of people live in the Middle East who are not Arabs.
I mean,
you're using terminology that you can break it down into all kinds of definitions.
Right.
You know, we have this monolithic view of a wide spectrum of people, religions, ethnicities, nationalities, and then different levels of intensity there. The answer is that the Middle East is extremely complicated, and complexity doesn't work well in American media today. American media is geared to sound bites, short-term memory, saying it as simple as possible, and hyperbole so that it gets attention, and plays to fear. Unfortunately, the fear card is the main card that's played today, as opposed to the love card, as opposed to the peace card,
yeah,
as opposed to the education card. The fear card, it dominates. It's amazing how our society is primarily motivated today via the media, fueled by the politicians, to play to fear.
Well, that's and you hear the conversations about ISIS, and we got to get ready to go to war with them. We've got enough firepower in our arsenal to blow up the whole world about 55 times. So we need more. These people are going to try to convince us that we need to spend more money on defense, because you can never tell when ISIS is going to hit. ISIS could hit tomorrow. ISIS already has hit. And the dialogue or the monologue or whatever diatribe may be that's going on is so simplistic. I got an email from somebody this week that focused, as a matter of fact, it was a pilot for one of the major airlines who just wanted, it's floating around the internet now, this fellow talking about, you know, what does it mean to be an Arab? What does it mean to be an American? If you're an Arab and you live in America, do you have the need to stand up for America? Where are your loyalties? Muslims and Christians, all of these sorts of things that sort of have been in the backdrop because it hasn't been politically correct to kind of focus on, a narrow focus, on who really is responsible for ISIS. What is responsible for ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban? I mean, the fact, and this is another sort of side conversation, that the president and his press person said the Taliban weren't terrorists. Huh? Because they didn't want to admit to having swapped this guy, Bo Bergdahl.
Yeah, they play with the words. Right.
Of course they do, for their own convenience.
Yeah.
What nonsense.
Yeah. But if you want to trace the roots of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all of that, we lost the guy that was protecting us from all of that several years ago.
Gene Burns.
our hero, Saddam Hussein.
Oh, I was thinking about people on talk radio that protected us from...
Saddam Hussein. Yeah. We got rid of Saddam Hussein. We got rid of the guy that was keeping
Ali. Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we got to get rid of Saddam Hussein. That shows you the sheer lunacy of George Bush's policies and how now he's revered. You hear, listen to some of these radio hosts, say, oh, my God, we got to go back to the Bush days. Yeah, right. That helps us out a lot. Okay. Objectivity, hopefully, is what wins the day here. You've heard a lot of conversation about the important stories. Time goes fast here. Time is up for us for this week's overview from Michael Harrison of the stories and people being discussed, the nuance of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. Or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with something that is very pertinent because of the blizzard being number one on the countdown this week. An overview of things you can do to prepare yourself for the next blizzard. Whether it's the blizzard of January, the blizzard of 2015, the blizzard of a lifetime, or just a darn good snowstorm. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Radio Program, the Home Improvement Radio Show, has some very interesting and important things for us to consider. And so, Tom is going to share with us some tips for emergency snow survival, because I guarantee this isn't the last storm of the season, boys and girls. So you're in New Jersey. You didn't have much snow down there at all, did you?
Well, yeah, but I live along the Jersey Shore, and we had a good 18 inches here. So we had significant storm.
Oh, I didn't know you had that much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So what did you do? Let's start with what Tom Kreitler did to fix it so that he didn't have his wife yelling at him. Where's the generator? What's the matter with what's going on here? You're the Money Pit guy.
Well, you know, the first thing I did, Doug, is earlier this year, before we were even thinking of snow, I actually purchased a snowblower. Now, I will tell you, this is the first time in my life.
I remember you told me that.
I bought a snowblower.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did so because, I guess, my snow shoveling staff, be it my college-age children, are dwindling. They're away at school, so I no longer had accessibility to slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, why the heck, why not? And I picked up a Snapper snowblower.
Why did you choose that brand?
I really liked the brand. I liked the fact that it had a Briggs & Stratton engine.
Yep,
I liked
very dependable. Yeah,
exactly. Very dependable engine. And this was a two-stage snowblower that was basically a single-stage design. That means that not only does it sweep the snow, it basically grinds it up and throws it off to the side.
Let me just add, as a farm guy, maybe even if you didn't grow up on the farm. We all know Briggs & Stratton. This is not a commercial for Briggs & Stratton, but it is a realization that their simple, straightforward design, which is still pretty much the way it has been forever and ever. The Honda engines are okay, but I've had I've had small Bobcats with these Honda engines on them, and they don't last. So the Briggs & Stratton is probably, what, a 10, 12 horse? How big is it?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not very big.
No.
It really works well. Very dependable.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
And the one thing I would add about snow blowers is that you want to be very careful because snow and ice do get stuck in these things.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that this just seems crazy to even have talk about, people do this. They use their hands. They reach into the blades and they clear the snow. And you would think, well, that's really dumb to do when the snow blower is operating, but if I turn it off, I'm safe. No, actually, you're not because those blades can have a lot of sort of built-up tension in them that's being sort of held back by whatever that obstruction is. And once you clear it, it can rotate, you know, a half a turn or even a full turn.
Say goodbye to your finger if that's
exactly. It can be very, very dangerous. You have to be careful with those snow blowers.
Yep.
And once, of course, you get that snow cleared and you're going to put down some salt on those surfaces, of course, that's a great idea. But you want to choose calcium chloride as opposed to rock salt, which is sodium chloride. And the reason is because of the corrosiveness of rock salt. It will actually cause pits into your concrete surfaces and driveways. And, you know, I have folks every spring call a radio show and say, what happened? This was a rough winter. I've got all these holes in my sidewalk. Well, you know, what's going on? I'm like, well, you used rock salt, and it just actually causes these pits. They could be an inch deep. And, you know, they're not easy to fix. You end up living with it half the time, or you've got to sort of skim coat the entire sidewalk surface with an epoxy.
By the way, that tip is worth what you paid to be listening to this program, folks. That is a very important tip. All right, let's go to the cars that are stuck in the snow, tires. We have a lot of people, young people, driving small cars, don't have snow tires, don't know how to drive.
Right.
And so the practical side of this, the fact that you can't get any traction anywhere, maybe use the rock salt, the sand, or what else can you do?
If you're stuck at home, like in your driveway, and you don't have any of that, you can use, you can use kitty litter. That works well. And you can use bird seed. And, of course, as you say, sand works as well, too. But
hold on just a second. You put bird seed down, let your cat out.
No. No, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the right idea.
No, okay, excuse me.
No. Also, it's a good idea just to keep a small shovel in your car. I mean, the small folding shovel, something like that, just to get the snow out from underneath the tires. That can really make the difference.
Right, exactly. All right. So now we have traction. We've got that taken care of. Keep de-icers around. Most of the stuff you should put in your car. It should be in the car, right?
Now, yeah, like before the storm.
Right.
You know, I like to keep a mixture of calcium chloride and sand mixed together on my back porch. So it's right there. It's easy to grab and go.
Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, with lots of good ideas. We posted them in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.